And it was dark when they arrived at the sepulchre. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Long time we were living in San Diego, and we're going to go to a Easter sunrise service. It was dark when we left, and in San Diego, California, where it never rains, that morning there was a thunderstorm. As we stepped out the door, a large, bright burst of lightning and a huge thunderclap. And it rained, but by the time we got to where it was going to be on Mount Helix, on the top of Mount Helix, a beautiful setting for a sunrise service. It had cleared, we brought our towel, wiped off the seats, and we had a glorious sunrise service. But it was perfect because, I don't know if you've noticed, it was dark. It wasn't a bright sunny morning when they found the tomb empty. It was dark. 3 days previous to that were dark. The agony of our Lord in the garden, sweating great drops of blood in the garden for our sake. When we say in the creed, very God, light of light, but we all say in another version of the creed, truly man, truly God. In this we see he was truly man. People have come to me and said, well, he was God, so he didn't really suffer. Oh, he certainly did. The agony in the garden, the sweats of blood. Lord, if it be this cup that I have to drink, do I really have to drink it? Isn't there any other way? But he knew the answer before he asked. Yet not mine will, but thine will be done. And then he's dragged into the hall before Caiaphas and the others, slapped, spit upon. And then the events of Good Friday, it got even darker. They released Barabbas, a known murderer. We see that today, injustice everywhere. Just people being punished, persecuted, killed, and yet the guilty run free. But that's only for a season. God will make all things right. But yet, we go back to what our Lord had to face in front of Pilate, being sent to Herod, back to Pilate. Pilate washing his hands. I am innocent of this innocent blood. See to it. He's hung upon the cross. The blows are struck, the blood streams forth. He speaks from the cross, 7 words. The 2 most memorable words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And having accomplished everything, he pronounced the victory for himself, but for us. It is finished. It is finished. Meekly, he bows down his head and gives up the ghost. And yesterday, there was that silence. No liturgies are given on Holy Saturday, because the liturgically our Lord has been consumed by the priests and the people. So, liturgically, he's away from us. But Saturday is actually quite a busy day for our Lord, because he's, as we say in the Apostles' Creed, he descended into hell, not the bad one, but the one to release the souls of the Old Testament saints. So Saturday is a busy day, but for us it's a quiet day. And then, still in the darkness, you hear that clap of thunder, that shot of bright lightning. And now we have our risen Lord, his linen clothes lying neatly, and him gone. Of course, you've heard the story. Oh, someone stole the body, the so-called incredibly heretical thing of the Passover plot. There wasn't any body to be found. He was alive. He was walking around, he's seen of many, and later seen of 500. Yes, he's alive, very much alive. I'm going to read a reading from an ancient early father. And he says this of the Paschal mystery, of the resurrection of our Lord. Christ is the author of resurrection and life. Paul rejoices that we are restored to spiritual health and cries out, as through Adam's death came into this world, so through Christ salvation was restored to the world. And again, the first man was from the earth, earthly. The second man is from heaven, heavenly. And he adds, as we have borne the image of the man of the earth, that is, of the old sinful nature, so let us bear the image of the man of heaven. That is, let us hold fast in Christ to the nature that is saved, accepted, redeemed, restored, purified. For Paul says, first there is Christ, that is, the author of resurrection and life. Then those who are Christ, that is, those who live in imitation of his purity, those who live in unshakable hope because of his resurrection, those who are to possess with him the glory promised to us in heaven. As the Lord himself says in the gospel, he who has followed me will not perish, but will pass from death to life. Thus the passion of the Savior is salvation for mankind. This is why he willed to die for us, that we should believe in him and live forever. He willed to become for a time what we are, so that we should receive the promise of his eternity and live with him forever. This is the feast of the year for which we long, the beginnings of life-giving reality. Here is given us the grace of the heavenly mysteries, the gift of the Pasch. In this feast, infants come to birth in the birth of life in the Holy Church. They are reborn with the simplicity of babes and cry out with the voice of innocent conscience. Here, chaste fathers and pure mothers present by faith a new family beyond numbering. In this feast, the baptismal font, the womb which begets pure life, is ablaze with the light of candles under the cross, the tree of faith. Here men are sanctified by the gift of heavenly grace and fed by the spiritual sacrament, the sacred mystery. Here the church gathered in brotherhood and unity is nourished, adoring the substance of the one Godhead and the powerful name of the three persons. They join with the prophet in singing the psalm of the annual feast. This is a day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. What is this day? It is he who is the source of life, the beginning of brightness, the author of life. Our Lord Jesus Christ has said of himself, I am the day. He who walks by daylight does not stumble. That is to say, if a man follows Christ in all things, he will cross over in Christ's steps to the very throne of eternal light. While Christ was still in this bodily life, he prayed to the Father for us in these words, Father, I desire that those who have believed in me may be with me where I am, that even as you are in me and I in you, so they too may remain in us. The wonders of this Paschal mystery. Him who suffered death upon the cross, who purchased for us the gifts of salvation, and is said often, and it's very true, Good Friday, the victory is won for us, and this holy day, Easter day, proves that victory. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.